Mr. Council from the DEA of Escalona. So I'll call on my board and what's been elected. So first name, Irvine Robert. Second, Elliot Keith. Third, Rogers Tricia. Fourth, McGuire Tommy. Fifth, Coyle Derry. Sixth, Thornton Hard. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for, you know, the conduct of the account went very well, and I appreciate that. And obviously, if any successful candidates want to say a few words, you know, I have the opportunity to do so. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you very much, Joan. I'd just like to thank, first of all, the family for all the effort they've put in over the last 10 weeks. For the team behind me and my colleague, Art, for all their hard work. Also to the other candidates, the amount of work they've put in, because it's been a fair fight, both in our DEA and other DEAs. A lot of the issues that they were bringing to the door are issues pertinent to people in the area. And all I can say on my behalf, and hopefully the other councillors that have been elected, we have listened to what you say. We will try and now carry that through to the council chamber and work as an effective unit for the whole people of this combined area in Fermanagh and Omagh. There are opportunities and issues going forward that hopefully that we can deal rationally on and move forward on them. And I would also like to thank Joan and her staff for the way they've actually conducted the count. Having unfortunately not been here for several others due to business commitments, I've noticed that the way that this count was carried out was very professional. Humour involved at various stages, and the staff actually equipped themselves very, very well. It's been a long time for us going right through to the ninth stage, but throughout that we were kept well informed, we were kept humoured, and whatever was going on with regard to controlling the issue of entry and exit was very calm and unseen in the background. And again, thank you to Joan, and thank you to the staff at the Leisure Centre for handling the whole thing efficiently. And also to say good luck to all the councillors elected. Now the real work starts. Thank you very much, Dave.
Gurumila Mayagov, King Mayor Ardus, Will May, Lance Asta VHA. August Gurume, Lance Astar, Wajin, the Refurme, Kate Hatch, St. Kate, Walter, and Tokain, August Tom Lance Astar, like the Taka, I hope the Dinny Astin is here. First of all, I'd like to thank all the people of Enniskillen for putting me in the first place in the first round of this election. It was very satisfying to be personally as a native Enniskillen person. Now, like Robert, I'd like to thank the people and the staff and the electoral staff for their help and assistance today. It was a very long day, in fact, a long couple of days, but it was carried out with professionalism as usual. And if I could just say a big thanks to Paddy, my election agent, Michelle, Orla, that's here with me. And I look forward to working with all the elected candidates, no matter what hue or what colour. And if I could just add that there was bits of humour down there the day, and I hope that we can move forward in a friendly environment and work for the good of the people of Enniskillen and the people of Fermanagh and indeed the Omagh district now that we will be part of. And as I say, a gurumila mai agaib to gach duine thug tagtha tú sa ríos. Slán go fóin. Gurumila.
Good afternoon. And I'd like to begin again by thanking Joan McCaffrey and her superb team of workers today, and I know it's been a very long couple of days for you, and I'm sure you're glad to see it having come to an end. And I'd also like to thank the people for returning me to Enniskillen. I had been a councillor before in Fermanagh District Council and enjoyed my term there, and was very disappointed to have missed out in 2011, but I'm delighted that I'm back again and to represent the people again in Enniskillen, this Fermanagh DEA. I would like to thank my family for all the support they gave me, and particularly my agent, John Rooney. This is going to be a challenge this time, a new super council, And I'm delighted to say that SDLP have been returned in force this time, and we have come back increasing our representation and upped from 6 to 8. And again, as has been said earlier, the women have come out in force, and we've represented ourselves with 5 females this time. So God help the mister that comes between me and my sister, which brings me to the next bit. My sister has also been elected. So it's a very proud day for my father, who has 2 of his little girls in there now doing a bit of the work for him. So we're going to be getting it from all sides now. But again, to finish off, I want to say that it's a great honour for me to be representing Enniskillen, the SDLP, and I will do my utmost to carry out our what I'll be proposed to do in our election campaign, and to put the record on record that we are against fracking coming our way to Fermanagh, and I want to stand over that, and I do not want it happening on my watch. So I'd like to see that followed through. And again, thank you to the press and media for the very professional way of carrying out their role today. So thank you, Gordon. Thank you.
Good evening. Just I'd like to start off just by thanking my wife for all her support of the start of the meeting on, for all the support that she's given me. I'd also like to thank the people around me. I'd like to thank Arlene. I'd like to thank Julie in the office for all her hard work. I'd like to thank Councillor Bert Johnson, who has been a magnificent help to me out around the doors. And also I'd like to thank the people of Enniskillen and Lisbeth Snorri Kiladies that come out and voted for me. It's an honour for me to stand here today, and I'd just like to say, as has been said before me, the work starts here now. I'm up for the challenge. There is a lot of issues that has been brought to the doors, has been brought to me at the doors, and as said before, I intend to follow them through. The education in Enniskillen at the minute is a big issue, and I hope to follow through, as I said, the collegiate and the board amalgamation, in my mind, should not go ahead, and that is where I am going to start with our meeting next Friday night, and as I say, that's as a meeting to go on, and just thanks again, everybody. Thank you.